Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. Some blowouts and some upsets on the opening day of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. We start with a 3 seed over a 14 in the South Regional, as Oakland, the tournament champions of the Horizon League, got 10 three-pointers from Jake Gulkey in an 80-76 upset of 3rd-seeded Kentucky.
I'm feeling the emotion of it for sure, but just focused on trying to make the next shot, trying to win for my teammates. I'm always mad if I miss one, even if I was 10 of 11. So I'm just always looking for the next play, like Coach Campy always says, and just living in the moment.
And it ended poorly again for Kentucky coach John Calipari. Second time in 3 years, the Wildcats have been bounced by a double-digit seed.
This one, I'm really hurting for them. Because there's other years, your team, you max out and you lose a game and you're like, geez, this team I really felt could have done so much more.
NC State had to win the ACC tournament to get in. They did. And then they made the most of their opportunity yesterday by picking off Texas Tech 80-67. That's an 11 over a 6 seed. Wolfpack coach Kevin Keats says the team was able to use its size to top Texas Tech.
They pushed us to the limit. I thought we had an incredible size advantage. When you look at, you know, DJ Burns and you look at the way Ben played and then Mo, I thought those guys really delivered for us inside and did a lot of good things.
So that means it'll be Oakland versus NC State on Saturday. That's an 11 versus 14 for the right to go to the Sweet 16. 11-seeded Duquesne won the Atlantic 10 tournament to get in, and they stayed alive with a 71-67 first-round win over BYU. Duquesne coach Keith Dambrot says winning the Atlantic 10 conference tournament prepared the Dukes well.
I just think that the more times you're put into those positions, the more you respond. It also says a lot about just how tough of guys these guys are.
The Dukes will take on 3rd-seeded Illinois next. Illinois was only up by 1 at halftime against Morehead State. They pulled away in the second half for an 85-69 win. Marcus Demask had a triple-double for the Illini.
Such few people have done it so far, so it's a great accomplishment. But, you know, I'm at this point in my career, I'm really past all the personal accolades. And at this point in March, it's all about winning, and that's really all I'm trying to do.
11-seeded Oregon moved on. They turned it on in the second half to blow by South Carolina 87-73. They'll face Creighton as the 3rd-seeded Blue Jays topped Akron 77-60. Kansas has been banged up toward the end of the season here. They hung on to beat Samford 93-89. So the Kansas moves on. They'll take on Gonzaga next. Gonzaga had no problems with McNeese State 86-65. Another first-round win for Michigan State and Tom Izzo, as Gethin Coolball reports.
Tom Izzo worked some more of his first-round magic as 9th-seeded Michigan State defeated 8th-seeded Mississippi State 69-51. Izzo is now 20-5 all-time in round of 64 tournament games.
It was an old-school win for us. The Cleaveses and Smiths and Petersons and, you know, Draymonts and all the guys from the past would have been proud because it was a tough, rugged game.
Michigan State will take on North Carolina, who blew by Wagner 90-67. Dayton used a big second-half run towards the end of the game to knock off Nevada 63-60. The Flyers closed on a 24-4 run to erase a 17-point deficit, so Dayton faces Arizona next. Arizona blew out Long Beach State 85-65. Iowa State downed South Dakota State 82-65, so the Cyclones will take on Washington State next. Washington State came from 8 points down late in the game to knock off Drake 66-61. Tennessee rolled by St. Peter's 83-49. They'll meet Texas. Texas beat Colorado State 56-44. In the NBA, Denver got by New York 113-100. Nikola Jokic a triple-double with 30 points. Nuggets coach Michael Malone says he loved how they controlled the boards.
Going into the game, the biggest concern I had was, one, obviously scoring against our defense, number one defense the last 10 games. But then it's going to be our ability to defensive rebound. They're the number one offensive rebound team in the league. And to only give them 4 offensive rebounds is a testament to our guys being locked in, engaged, and having a physical mindset.
While Dallas blew out Utah 113-97, Luka Doncic had 34. It was Houston 127-117 over Chicago. Milwaukee got by Brooklyn 115-108. Bucks guard Damian Lillard had 2 big steals late in the game. Shows he's a better defensive player than people might think.
Down the stretch of games, I've always been able to have a moment or do what I needed to do at the end of a game defensively, and I think it's not always going to result in a steal. Sometimes it might be being a low man and helping somebody else out.
Phoenix beat Atlanta 128-115. Orlando 121-106 over New Orleans as the Magic stay hot. They wrapped up their second winning season in 12 years. They're now 42-28. They've won 18 of 23. And Washington top Sacramento 109-102. In the NHL, New Jersey stunned red-hot Winnipeg 4-1. Carolina top Philadelphia 3-2. In overtime, Seth Jarvis with the game winner. The New York Rangers beat Boston, as Dave Ferry reports.
Artemi Panarin recorded a hat trick, and Adam Fox provided the game winner as the Rangers beat the Bruins 5-2 in Boston. It was a 2-2 game until Fox beat Jeremy Swayman 3:57 into the third period, 40 seconds after Justin Brazeau tied it for Boston. Panarin notched his 39th and 40th goals during the second period, erasing a 1-0 New York deficit.
First period, not pretty good for us, and then second and third, like we kind of like take it.
Panarin and Mika Zibanejad added empty netters, and Jonathan Quick turned back 24 shots as the Blue Shirts won for the sixth time in eight games. The Bruins had won three in a row. I'm Dave Ferry.
Edmonton top Buffalo 8-3. Nashville shut out Florida 3-0. Detroit over the New York Islanders 6-3. It was St. Louis 5-2 over Ottawa. Tampa defeated San Jose 4-1. Vancouver over Montreal 4-1. Anaheim defeated Chicago 4-0. And Vegas beat Seattle 3-1. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.